Sandspans Radio, the only sexy thing about STIs.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
Today's business is...
So, I watch a lot of TV shows.
Yep.
TV shows and movies.
True.
And a lot of them, I would say, are girly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, most of my friends are guys, mm-hmm. and the few girlfriends that I do have don't care about those type of movies.
Okay.
And what I was thinking of is, wouldn't it be good to have someone that you can talk to about those movies?
Of course.
Or, even better, watch them with you. So,
okay.
What I'm pitching is someone you can hire that will watch your favorite shows with you and then discuss them afterwards.
Movie watcher or show watcher.
A movie front.
Yeah.
All right, so give us the kinds of, what kinds of shows are we talking? Any show?
Any shows. Okay. Any shows that you
like.
So
if you're into action.
What about specifically for you? What are your shows?
Any girly show and then...
So like Gossip Girl, I know you love.
Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars. I mean, trying to get the OC.
Yeah.
Haven't seen that yet, but yeah, the OC. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the benefit of having this person with you as opposed to like, say... Well,
the other day, I watched an episode of Pretty Little Liars, and it was like, wow, like crazy.
Some big reveals.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that. And then I was like, well, cool. I know about it. Like, I want to discuss it with someone, but I had no one.
Did you have a crack at one of your friends? And so, you know,
no, because they don't even watch it. They don't know what the
Yeah, but have you ever encouraged them to watch it and said...
Yeah, they said, oh, you're a fucking...
But I guess what it comes down to is like you want somebody because like all the it's the same as like when you find a show that you love and you're like you gotta watch this show you have to watch the show and you got this friends who are like maybe I will one day you know
yeah.
I've been trying to get fucking Sandspans to watch Longmire for the longest time
and people say yeah sounds good I will
it's on my list. Then when they finally do watch it. They're like, oh, my God. And you're like, yeah. And what about this show? And they're like, nah. And you're like, you fucking loved all the other ones.
And have you ever, when they finally watched it, they haven't liked it?
No.
Yeah, is that right? Either. That's never happened.
Because I don't suggest bad shows.
Yeah. So. Well, plenty of movies I've said.
My taste is perfect.
Right. I've suggested movies to you two and tried to make you watch them.
Yeah.
That's true.
And they've gone down like a lead balloon.
So I suppose with writers, so how long do I, like do they have a time to clock on and clock off?
No, you just say, all right, because, you know, like the Pretty Little Liars episode comes out every Wednesday.
Okay.
So they'd come around at 11 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
right.
which is the time it airs in America, but here. So they'd get here 11 a.m., we'd sit down and watch it.
Okay. Right. But then what I want to know is how much time do you spend afterwards discussing?
As long as it takes.
Okay, wow.
Right.
Are they paid?
They've got to watch the episode and have the discussion.
How are they paid? Hourly?
Yeah.
That discussion's going to go for a long time.
What's your guarantee that this person...
But you don't have to have that discussion. Just someone to be like, you know, when you're watching a really thrilling TV show and something happens, you're like, oh, my God, you know.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
All you need sometimes. Is a bit of
sharing.
You just
sharing. Need to have that eye contact, be like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like that would just be such a strange experience. It's like you would almost have to have like a play date beforehand just to get to know them so it wasn't like some stranger coming in and being like...
And how's it worth it to the guy, like, say, like... Well,
he gets to watch the show.
Your type of shows, right? Is that his job? He's just for those type of shows?
Do they have to like it? Or is it just...
Yes, they have to like it.
What's your guarantee?
Otherwise, you're like sitting there, you'll know it's fake.
Yeah.
What if they're like the best actors in the world?
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. How are you sure that they like it and they're not going, okay, I got Pretty Little Lies.
Well, you're not.
Pretty Little Lies at 11.
Mm-hmm.
1 o'clock I've got Action Van Damme, you know. 2:30 I've got...
Fuck yes, episodes of Action Van Damme.
You know. Well, you don't know, but you don't find out.
So I guess
you don't find
you
out.
You live in your head.
So, yeah. They got Ryder with Pretty Little Lies, Action Van Damme with Toby down the road, and then, you know...
Yeah,
the cooking,
cooking channel with, you know, someone else.
Yeah, Jeff. Well, I guess like Ryder's saying, you're living in the world where you're not thinking about it. It's like when a plumber comes around, you're like, he's here to plumb my kitchen.
Yeah,
yeah. Does he care about your kitchen?
No.
No, he just wants the dollars.
But you in your head are like, look at him go. He's doing the best job.
And if
job
he doesn't
can.
Give you satisfaction, you're going to ring the company and say, that guy, he didn't even like Pretty I could tell.
So what?
He didn't cry when Valerie, you know, tripped over.
What an episode. So describe to me this person's workday.
Okay, okay, he wakes up. Probably has breakfast.
That's not his work day. That's his day day. What's his work day?
I don't know.
He gets to work.
Gets to work, sees that he has this today, mm-hmm. you know, jumps in his car, goes to the house. You know, they might have a cuppa.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, all right, let's do it. So they jump in. They watch the episode. Both love it,
uh-huh.
obviously. And then, you know, they have a little discussion and he leaves.
Who decides when the discussion ends? If I'm getting paid hourly,
it
I'm going to...
It happens.
But if I'm getting paid hourly and you're like, yeah, anyway, I'm going to be like, what about the time Valerie tripped over? That was amazing.
Sorry, mate, I'm clocked off, so I'm going home.
What I'm saying is that if I was the employee of Ryder's company, I would do my best to let that conversation go on as long as I could.
Yeah, that's right. You get another
pay.
Yeah.
So what do you think people earn an hour?
What do you mean?
Well, how much is this guy getting paid an hour? What's his hourly rate?
I'd say 20.
$20.
Yeah. $20
an hour. That means you've got to pay the company at least $25 because mm-hmm. they've got to earn money because they're sort of giving him his schedule and setting it all up, right? So you're going to have him there for how long's the show go for? An hour?
Yeah, 46 minutes.
Right. So hour show with your cuppa.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Half an hour discussion.
Yep.
So you're up for at least, say, $30 every time he comes around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it worth $30? Would you yourself, Rides, pay $30 to have somebody watch an episode of Gossip Girl with you?
I'll do it for $30.
I've done it. I didn't get paid.
I like watching things by myself, though. But I know people would, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I can absolutely see the benefit. I can see people in the world being like, I want someone to sit down and watch the show with me.
Similar to Crash Catcher, I'd do it similar to an Uber thing. So it's not like a proper job.
So is it kind of like I'm sitting at home, say I'm about to watch the latest episode of Longmire.
Yeah.
You're not there. Nobody's here. I'm like, I need someone to watch this with. Who's in my neighborhood? Oh, there's a movie watcher around. Mate, come watch this movie with me.
What's he doing? He's just driving around hoping someone's going to...
Well, he's probably at home and he's like, oh, you know, he's on call. Half an hour.
I can watch Pretty Little Liars. Yeah, all right.
So you go over and you watch it with him.
Yeah. It's weird inviting a stranger into my house.
Yeah. And another thing is a lot of people think movies and watching things is a very good social thing.
Okay.
A lot of people don't have friends. So, like, you know, say you're a lonely person, it's Friday night, you wish you were sort of, you know, hanging
out with
the boys. All their
businesses are geared to the lonely.
The lonely are a viable market.
But like, you know, you call someone up and you watch the movie together. You have snacks.
I can see the enjoyment.
I can see the appeal, but I feel like there's a lot of hurdles I'd have to get over.
Like what?
One, a stranger. I don't know this person.
Would you feel awkward?
You'd get the same one. You know, you'd want to try to get the same one every time.
But I like watching a TV show and talking about it with people that I know because I'm like, oh, yeah, that's this person. This is their opinion on it. This is exciting. I feel like if I just had just like a random person.
Yeah. You know what to expect with the people that you know. Like as soon as he does something unexpected,
you meet someone new and you find out they enjoy something that you like and you have that initial, oh, my God, yes,
oh
that
God,
show.
What about this?
Yes.
What about
and you that? Pretty yeah. much have like a huge conversation about how good that show is.
Yes.
Be like that every time.
What if? Yeah. What if they hate the episode?
That's fine.
Oh,
you can have a disagreement.
You can have, you know, like a discussion. You can.
What if they're like, that episode was so bad, I'll never watch it again? Can you call them back? And will they just from the start be like, yes, I love Gossip
Girl?
No.
Well, they'll say, no, I hate it.
Right.
But they're not stupid enough to do that. That's like going to work and just pouring things on the ground. And like,
I suppose that's sabotaging yourself. Yeah.
So it's a kind of good idea to have a movie watching friend.
Mm.
Yeah. Can you
take them to the movies?
Yeah.
So if you're like, I'm going to the cinema, but I feel weird about going alone, you know, even though, whatever, go to the movies alone. Who
but
cares?
You'll have to pay for their movie plus their initial wage.
Plus their wage.
And plus their wage, yeah.
I'm trying to think if it would be a job that I would do for $30.
I'd do it.
So what is my wage? It's 40, say, an hour with a couple.
$20 an hour.
Yeah, but so my whole time spent on the job is the hour with a cuppa on the movie, half an hour discussion. Yeah?
Yes. No? Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I'm making in an hour. I'm making $20.
Yeah, but the thing is, what about your driving time?
$20 on the side.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could. It's like,
where are you going to have to drive to? Who's coming out to St Andrews to watch?
Someone that had just watched Will and Grace in Hurstbridge, obviously.
Yeah.
So, are you paying for my petrol as an employee?
No, that's all. No. To and from work's not covered by work.
No, but I arrive at work and then I get a job in St Andrews. Are you paying for my petrol to go to St Andrews?
No, because to and from work isn't.
But
counted.
This is work.
Yeah.
Dad, you see what? Could you back me up here?
No, well, I don't know where you're going.
Workplace doesn't have to cover your to and from work.
Okay.
Cost.
But this isn't from work. This is work.
So once you leave.
No, driving to work.
Yeah.
No,
to work. They're like, Jackson, you need to be watching Pretty Little Lies.
No, I said it's like Uber. You get a text.
Okay. So you're driving around. So you never actually go to
You'd go there, sit down, and then be like, all right, I'm going again. Then guess I got to go to Melton.
Right.
How are you advertising it? Where are you putting your advertisements?
Internet.
Internets?
Yeah.
Like so you can book.
Huh?
Pop-ups.
Need a friend? There are lonely singles in your area who want to watch Pretty Little Liars. Would you? What if it became like it almost seems like it'd kind of be a good dating service as
well.
I was
thinking that.
Yeah.
Something else. But
like a kind of
TV focused
Tinder.
Maybe. It might, you know.
Would you offer that as a service, or are you just like, if it blossoms into that, it blossoms into that?
It's starting a bit on a prostitution-y sort of line.
Yeah.
I didn't mean prostitution-y. I meant it's like, do you like Pretty Little Liars? This person likes Pretty Little Liars. Why not see it together and see where it goes? Like Christian singles, but prettylittleliarssingles.com.
No.
That's silly.
That seems much more reasonable.
Because just they don't want a relationship. They just want someone to talk about Pretty Little Liars with.
Yeah. You'd have to scrutinise your people pretty carefully.
You don't want somebody to come into your house and just steal from
steal stuff, or you know,
could you? Oh no, it's just who's nearby, isn't it?
Yeah. So you got these people.
Unless you book it, you book something.
Right.
Okay.
So that means you could knock off your normal job at say 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you know, text the people who do the whatever it is, the dispatch
the
or
movie
whatever
watching.
It is. And say, I'm ready. And then you could say, okay, we've got a job in Melton.
Mm.
Go and watch, you know, the Love Boat, you know. And you could say you accept the job and go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you'll get a payment. Yeah, okay.
So, can I?
It's not a bad idea, I tell you. You know, like, could you extend it?
What do you mean?
Well, you know. So you want, you got a friend, you said, oh, I'm having a dinner party, lots of people are coming, but actually you've got no friends. so you just ring up this thing and all these people come to dinner.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got a social crowd.
Why not? I know it rides, but you got to be flexible in this business.
That's a big change.
That's a big change.
It just takes away the whole movie watching thing.
A mate to have a beer with?
No.
I've always thought a mate would be great. I always thought, say your mate meeting your friends in the city.
Yeah.
You get to the city early and they're like, oh, sorry, something's come up. You know, we're not going to be able to make it. And you're like, here I am alone in the city. I'm ready to go out.
Pitch that next week. Save it. That's a good one. Plans like cancellation guy or something.
Yeah, I just thought just rent a friend.
Yeah.
But anyway, this movie watching person.
Yeah.
Watching a movie with you, watching a show with you, I feel like I would not trust them that they liked the show. And I feel like I wouldn't pay $30 just to turn and look at someone and be like,
oh my God.
Oh my God, did you see Valerie tripped over? Like, I just think,
but it's
$30.
People like to do things with people. They don't have to talk.
But how many people out there, and I know, like, the lonely are a lucrative business. They're a lucrative customer base. But how many people out there are going to...
Because they're vulnerable.
Yeah, I think it's a bit malicious, actually. I think we have to take a different tack.
No.
Okay.
Get the lonely good. I think my issue with it is that I'm not going to know the person. Mm. I'm not going to trust them. And also, I feel like I don't want to pay $30 just to look at someone. Is there anything else you can add?
A discussion at the end, obviously.
Yeah. But like, is there anything else you can add to sweeten the deal? Anything else I get? Do they bring snacks?
Yeah. Well, you provide snacks.
Can I ask them to pick up snacks?
I guess I can pay it on their tax.
Yeah. Okay. So they could come with snacks.
Yeah.
Takeaways. You know.
What if I like arguing about
Chinese.
A show?
Yeah, great.
So like, but like,
could what if I have the same views as you?
Well, that's what I was really saying. Work. Could I specifically be like, beep, beep, beep. Hi, is this movie Chums, whatever. I'm looking for somebody that dislikes this show.
Yeah.
So that I can watch it with him and argue the merits of it.
Try to turn him.
Yeah,
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Because I think in many ways when you're watching a TV show, that's the most fun.
What? Arguing?
Somebody's like, it sucks. And you're like, no, but it's great because of this, and this.
Yeah.
And oh, people love explaining why their show is good.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
you can do that.
Okay, all right. That's good.
I like that.
What about?
But that's just to make you feel a bit better.
Oh, that's the point of the whole service. Yeah. It's just there to make you feel good about the show you like. I'm just never going to believe it, you know?
Why?
Because I know that he's got somewhere else. He's got to see Action Dan Van later on.
Yeah,
Toby.
He loves Action Van Dan.
And
as well.
We do, you know, presumably these
shows. Maybe he'll come with a t-shirt of that show. So you're like, wow.
Look at that t-shirt. He loves that Pretty Little Lies. How great to imagine him in his car being like, what have I got? Pretty Little Lies.
Yeah, which t-shirt?
Reaches in the back, pulls out a Pretty Little Lies t-shirt.
Puts it on.
Sick.
There we go.
Like, what if he like stuffs up and you're like, I notice you got something underneath this t-shirt. What's this?
No, never mind. Let's get watching the show. Yeah. I feel like can you take the cost down any? It's expensive. $30.
$30? Why is that expensive?
To watch a show with someone.
And I want to know, like, it's presumably these shows happen once a week.
Yeah.
For hour-long episodes.
Yes.
Right. Are you getting the same person back for the whole series?
If you want, you can book them.
The one person.
Book someone
and so
for
you would presumably develop a rapport and friendship with this person after a while.
Eventually they'll do it for free.
And yeah.
So, I know, imagine that. Like if you meet your wife on this thing and then 5 years after you're married, you're like still paying her to watch the news.
Hang on a minute.
Wait a second.
What's the news?
No, that makes almost more sense. Yeah, like, I was able to discuss political of current events.
Yeah. Olympics would be the thing.
Well, you're watching the hell out of the Olympics
now. Even like the Olympics, and I'm just like,
I like a bit of the Olympics, but I'm not
Jenna yet.
I'm not into it the way you are, but you know,
I watched
a bit of the opening ceremony with
you. You watched the last half an hour of the opening ceremony.
Okay,
but the Olympics. If you're choosing the Olympics as the thing, that goes for ever until it stops. There's no breaks.
Yeah, there is.
$30 an hour.
$30 an hour to watch the Olympics. I'm in. That's a fat paycheck for me.
I'd do it for free.
Here's an unfortunate thing, though, with that as a job. And it's not really like a strike against it as a business proposition. It would just suck. If my job is to watch TV shows with someone, and they're like, I get a text, and it's like, somebody's watching the new Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Come and watch it. That's me. That's me watching Game of Thrones. I can't watch it with friends. I can't watch it with family. Because what if it happens before I get a chance to? Know what I mean? You know, like sometimes people organize. They're like, we get together.
Yeah, yeah.
We watch Game of Thrones every Friday night or whatever.
Viewing parties.
I can never go to another viewing party unless I get in first.
That's fine. Then
if I get in first, am I banned from seeing it with the person? You know what I mean?
Well, you can just lie. I've done it before, sneakily watch something without, you know, you guys, and then...
Have you?
Yes.
What was it?
I don't know, probably heaps of things.
You snake in the grass. You bloody weasel. Mm. So having it spoiled is just on you to act.
What if
the person you're sitting with and you're watching the movie with, you leave, he calls dispatch, he's like, look, don't think he people. I think he'd seen it.
Hmm. Why?
What happens?
What
then?
Did he give away?
While we were watching it, like there was just a really shocking bit, and he just didn't seem that.
He didn't react.
His reaction seemed fake. It seemed forced.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Are you going to be compensation for?
What do I get?
Disgruntled people who don't
I'd
like.
I'd say you can't prove shit. This is his first time, and you know it.
Can I sue you over that?
No.
So he has to guarantee he hasn't watched the show before somehow. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I feel like sign having a person, fucking
sign an affidavit or something.
The mentality of like, fuck you, you can't prove shit. Hang up.
Yeah. That's not good for business. Right, it's not great for business.
It's not the best
business approach.
No. But seriously, how can he prove it?
No, he can't.
No, it's just about being a good boss.
Yeah.
What about if your guy falls asleep whilst he's watching the show? What are you gonna do then?
Well, that's a big deal. Because nobody likes to watch something when the other person falls asleep.
Oh, it's bad. Especially if you're watching something you love and you're like, this is great. And you look over and you're like, you son of a bitch.
Well, now you know how I felt with some of the shows I tried.
Like, you know, when there's a big bit that's coming up and you know that this bit's coming up. You look at them and you're like, oh,
what are you doing?
Or they're on their phone and you're like, pay attention. This is a great bit.
Yeah, I hate that.
Worst thing is when you've started watching a movie and then halfway through you're like, let's watch this film. And then halfway through you turn over and the other person's on the phone and you're like, We just not watching this movie, I guess.
Yeah.
You're a big you. That's it's me. You. Yeah, you do that all the time.
What?
We're like, well, let's sit down and watch this movie. And I'm like watching it and you're just like on your iPad. And I'm like, what's even the point?
When?
All the time. That's a classic writer move.
Everyone does that. You do it too.
I know.
I don't do it.
Dad doesn't do it.
That's because you don't have a phone.
I might fall asleep though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always fall asleep.
Can I do old shows? I was thinking that before.
And what about if you want a gang to come and watch the show?
Yeah, can I get multiple people?
Yeah.
Can I get five or six people all watching Pretty Little
Lies?
You're
paying a lot of money for these people to come
and watch
the
idea of getting a whole group of people and you just get pushed out and are lonely again. I was doing this job the other day up at like, I don't know, Melton. Oh, that was crazy. And you're like, anybody want any chips?
Yeah. What are we talking about Pretty Little Lies?
Who wants to talk about Pretty Little Lies?
I'll just make the tease then.
Just make the tease? Yeah, whatever. I feel like you're gonna be left out of that there. I feel like getting a lot of people's dangerous. You don't want them to make new friends.
Yeah.
What safety do you guarantee your employees? What's to stop me going to a house and getting stabbed?
Same thing that stops a plumber getting stabbed.
Yeah, so you just do it at your own risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to...
I don't think a plumber wakes up and he's like, another day.
But I get stabbed today. But a plumber, like, what? I don't know.
No difference.
It feels less intimate with a plumber.
It's an intimate thing watching a show with someone. Yeah. You know, you're sitting on the couch.
People would like it.
Yeah.
Especially people that maybe it's hard for them to make friends.
Mm.
But a lot of people like that get obsessed with TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
Can we have an expert comment from Mum?
I'm a bit anxious about security.
Yeah.
Oh,
like someone could come and case the joint and go, Pretty Little Lies, don't you love it? And then come and rob you.
But a plumber could do that too.
As he's sharpening his knife on the leather. I love Pretty Little Lies.
But what's the difference between that, a plumber, a personal trainer, anything like that?
I wouldn't like it because it's like that, you know, that thing we listened to about the New York guy who does pranks and he did the band. Like there was like this band that used to only get like five people at the gig or whatever. Yeah. And he got all these people to go. They did one gig at five.
Yeah.
No one came. Then they had another one at 10 and they didn't want to do it. And anyway, when they got there, this prank guy got a whole mental audience to show up with like their t-shirts on and his idea was to give them the best concert that they'd ever
had. But in fact, it was like the next time they did it, they didn't get that audience.
Well, you know, at the end they knew that it was a fake. Like they played better than, like they totally got into it and performed better than they ever had and it was this amazing gig. But then as soon as they stopped playing, everyone just left. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah, by the time he had his guitar in the
but
case, there was
the
no one
the thing about
there.
A season is there's one every week.
What do you mean?
Well, it's this new TV show every week, so they're all coming back.
No, but it was fake. Like they had this amazing gig, but then they found out the audience was fake.
Yeah, but these guys already know it's fake.
But I'm saying like if I'm sitting there with someone watching Misfits. Yeah. And they're going, don't you love that guy? Or, you know, they're
but
just
they do
faking.
Love it.
Oh, okay.
Writers people are guaranteed, apparently, to love the show. But again, I'm with you, Mom.
At least as much as you do.
I feel like I just wouldn't believe it ever. Like I'd be sitting next to someone and they'd be like,
but
oh my God, that was amazing.
You don't have to believe it.
But
be like,
what's
this is
the
your
point?
Job.
If I don't believe it, why
it's
even
like
have
those,
them?
You know, when... This is going to sound bad.
I'm ready
but,
to listen.
You know, when people get sucked into Nigerian prints.
Yeah.
They find, they realize it's fake, and then a month later, they're still sending money.
Okay, so it's preying on the weaknesses of others, entire business.
Because for somehow in your mind, you convince yourself they like it.
Yeah.
When you...
But they do like it. Like they act like they like it. And
yeah, well, I have to. That's their job.
And they have to know things about it.
Yeah,
They have to know things about the show, I guess.
One thing I would like, though, I kind of like the idea of watching something that I love with someone I don't know.
Yeah.
And like just to see the like, fuck off bit. Did you see that? How amazing is that?
Yeah, they're the whole bits. They're like, you know,
but
the marketing campaign.
But it would be kind of exciting in a way to watch it with somebody you didn't know. Yeah.
Why? She wasn't a fan.
I don't know. It's kind of a bonding type of, I don't know. There's something appealing about it.
No, I agree. You're like, oh, that, but seeing them get excited about it, you feel pretty good because you brought the show to them.
Yeah, and it's always, I think what you're thinking about is that you, somewhere in your brain, it's like you're making a new friend, which is always interesting and kind of exciting. But it's again with do they like the show or not? You're also kind of tricking yourself that you're making a new friend.
Yeah.
So when you see this guy down the cafe down the street, you go, g'day, Jeff. How are you? How was Pretty Little Lies? He goes, yeah, piss off, mate.
not on the clock.
I'm not at work now.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's
stalking.
A problem.
Like, what if you're like, does he have to use a fake name?
No.
So if I'm like an incredibly, like
if what if he stalks, you get a restraining order and that guy's blacklisted. Easy.
I feel like if I was that guy, I'd be like, I no longer feel safe working for this company, right? I quit.
What about, if the customer chases the
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Person,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I quit.
Okay, that's fine. I'll get someone else.
I guess.
Everyone's replaceable.
Very cutthroat approach to business,
know, right?
Isn't
it's
it?
You a know? Scary
abusing
boss.
Abusing the customers. Doesn't care about his employees. Anyway.
Okay.
All right.
Whatever. All right. Yeah. So what are you going to need in terms of money from us?
Not much.
No, not much at all, really.
It's all kind of Uber process.
You just need a dispatch, really.
Yeah. It could be just you texting in your spare time.
Whilst watching the Olympics.
But you know how you were saying it's an Uber thing and you're not going to pay them for petrol?
Yeah.
So does that mean you have to be in the area? So like if I'm in Hurstbridge and someone rings and says, I'm watching a girly show in Melton.
Yeah.
That's like more than my $20 to get
there.
Yeah.
So do
I'm
I just say no?
Well,
I'm not going to Melton anyway.
What's the go?
Well, I think it's not like that. It's more like you make a booking.
Okay, so it's
so
not like
get
an Uber.
Someone closer to Melton. They're not going to get someone from here.
Right. Okay.
So and how if does they're it... all if they're all booked up
So it works
way.
Like it's at a taxi cab thing, you know, like
no,
you
just closest got... area or you can make a booking. Like you can book someone for
What if
whole
I'm
season.
Like, "Oh, that's right. This show's out. Man, I'd love to watch that with someone." And I call up and I'm like, "Hi, I'm in, you know, say Melton."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh, there's nobody around you. Sorry. Do I just have to watch it alone?"
Yeah.
That sucks.
Or you can, you know, watch it later on after it's been aired.
Oh, I'm not watching it later on. I'm
have
watching
you
it
ever
right
thought
now.
Of rather than a person, some kind of AI device, a little electronic buddy
that, don't exist.
That you could watch Pretty Little Liars with.
A robot pal.
A robot pal.
Who's that. Funding the robot?
You've done robots.
We've had robot pals.
You can have the butler.
All right, so from us, we're looking at what? What kind of investment? Give us a figure.
10 grand?
Each? That's all.
What else do I need? I don't need anything.
I don't know. I give it 10 grand.
I'm not giving it to you.
What? Why?
I'm not giving it to you.
Why?
I don't think it'll work.
What?
I don't think enough people will.
Where did this come from?
How dare you disagree?
This always happens if you don't give Ryder his money.
No, because you're, you know, the whole way through, you're like, yeah.
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I don't think you're going to get
why?
Enough.
Tell
I don't
me
think
why.
I, as an investor, am going to get enough back from you.
Yeah, what do we get back?
Shh, what? No, what do you mean?
I don't think that the amount of money that people are going to be paying is going to come back to me as an investor in the long
but
run.
You
I don't want
have
shares
a lot
in your
of
company.
Friends.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm saying as an investor.
What do you? Oh yeah. Well,
what do we get back? What do we?
Yeah.
Do
what's
we
our returns on this business?
I don't know. You get
Plus, I've heard the way you intend to run the company. I'm not okay with that. Yeah. You abuse the customers.
Your management
style.
Well, the returns would just be you'd get a small like percentage of each.
It's an ethical problem, right? You're rude to your customer base.
What? How?
He's like Fat Tony. Yeah. He's sitting up there in his big chair.
I know.
How am I rude to the customer?
Let me just replay a little scenario from earlier. Yeah. Hi. I don't think that this person enjoyed, or I think this person had seen Game of Thrones already, and you said, and I quote, you can't fucking prove that, fuck off. Unfortunately, that's not great.
I didn't actually say that, though.
That's too late.
It didn't actually happen. That was just an example of what would happen.
Of your attitude and your management style.
It didn't happen. That's just what would happen.
But they can't prove it.
Well, you were still rude. Yeah. You're not getting my investment.
Whatever, Dad.
Is he brave?
Are you brave enough, Dan, to give Ryder a no?
People don't know that Ryder rules our household. Oh, Ryder, this is really risky.
Well, I don't think it's such a bad idea.
See?
So I'm going to go. Shut up. I'm
Dad not wusses out.
Now. I'm not. I can stand up for Ryder. Don't worry about that.
None of us can. We all know it. Jack, you were so brave.
Oh, I'm amazed.
Right,
you.
So it's a yes for me, Ryder.
All right.
Ryder Bailey wins again.
I hope you're not too rough on your customers.
No, I won't be.
Well,
be kind.
Missing out, Jack.
On a great investment opportunity.
I'm happy with my decision.
All right. Mum, would you go?
Mum, would you invest?
Well, I have worries about the safety.
Yeah. It's fine. Give him a no.
No.
Fuck it.
It's you and me, Ryder. We'll... When this works,
we have Dad on the couch paying him $20.
Yeah, exactly. To watch the Olympics.
And he'll be like, I need someone to watch and they'll go and lose with. Here's $20.
You'll go and winch to Mum. I reckon Dad's seen that before. I'm going to say, fuck off.
Fuck you. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I was Mum.
I've been Dad.
That was just good business.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.